Hello again, and congratulations to Marna and to Joan. I just want to pray again for them now. Father, thank you for this celebration today, celebration of your love, your commitment. And we just pray now for your Spirit to speak to us words of life from the Bible. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen. Joan had said to me a few days ago that the song "Jesus Loves Me, This I Know" has really been playing in her head. Whenever she had some struggles, and we all have struggles, don't we? And we all have little battles in our head about what we should do and what we shouldn't do. The words came to her, "Jesus loves me, this I know." And that's what I'd like to speak to you about for a few minutes this morning. While musical fads and fashions change through every generation, love and the songs that inspire it seem to continue on and on and never go out of style. There was a survey and a study of the top most popular songs over the last 50 years. And you never guess, what was the top subject in these songs? Love. Sometimes about a desire for a person, for a relationship with a person. Sometimes about loss, about losing someone that you really loved. That's what most of the songs are about. That's what is the longing in our heart. We could have the Beatles, "All You Need Is Love." Or Taylor Swift, "Love Story," about the Romeo and Juliet situation. But then there's Tina Turner, who says, "What's love got to do with it? Just a secondhand emotion." Or my own personal favorite was at a wedding where the organist or the pianist was just going through the world's best love songs. And as I was waiting for the service to begin, he had this song, and I was trying to get the words, and it goes, "It could have been love, but it's over now." And I thought, come on, do some preparation. But the song that's in my heart this morning is Psalm 63. And the psalmist, the songwriter, says these words, "Because your love is better than life. Because your love is better than life. My lips will glorify you." Because God's love is better than life itself. Do you believe that this morning? That the love of God, which has been celebrated this morning in the life of Marna and Joan, is better than life itself. That's a big claim, isn't it? So why is God's love the best? Love is often thought of as attraction, desire. But God's love is more than attraction and desire. Love is often thought about feelings, warm feelings of affection. God's love is more than warm feelings of affection. God's love is about decisions. God's love is about actions. God's love is about personal resolve and commitment for the sake of another. Perhaps we would agree that it would be good to sacrifice for a good person, to give up for a good person, to lay down our life for a good person. But what about laying down our life for a bad person, for someone who didn't deserve it? Well, the Bible tells us that all of us have fallen short of His perfect love. All of us are ultimately selfish, but God came in a selfless act and laid down His life for us. There was a point in the Garden of Gethsemane when Jesus Himself, he knew how tough it was to die on the cross, and He said to His Father, "Is there any other way?" And He realized there was no other way to rescue us, no other way to bring us back to God. And so he said these words, "Not my will, but your will. Not my will, but your will." That is love, a decision in the heart of God to enter this world, to take all the abuse, and to die on the cross for us. But do you know that love this morning? Do you know how much God loves you? It will change your life. It will set you free. It will secure you, not just for this life, but forever. You see, God's love is everlasting. God loved us even before we were born. God loved us before even the creation of the world. God's love is everlasting. Circumstances change. People are fickle. People let us down. But God never lets us down because he is faithful to the end. But God's love is demonstrated through the cross. But before that, we see a little boy running around on the stage just now. And it reminds me of when Jesus was baptized. And when Jesus was baptized, he heard these words in his head. "You are my son, whom I love, and with you I'm really pleased." God said to Jesus at the beginning of his ministry, he was filled with the Spirit, and God said, "You're my son, and I'm really pleased with you." And Marna, and Joan, where are you, Joan? And Joan, God says to you this morning, "You are my daughters, and with you I am well pleased." And his love is so real today. And the rest of us, we may ask the question, how can I know? How can I know that God loves me? How can I know? I want to know for sure. I believe, yes, that God exists. I believe that, yes, he's loving. And I could maybe even believe that he died on the cross for me. But how do I know that he loves me? How do I know it's not just for Joan and for Marna? Well, God's love is wide, so wide. It's for everyone. It's so much higher than our love. Don't judge God's love based on our standards. He loves us even though we don't deserve it. And it's so deep that he went to the cross. He went right to the cross and to the grave for us. But he rose from the dead and he's with us today and he says, "I love you with an everlasting love." People say, "Well, isn't it more complicated than that?" Surely that's very simplistic, Alistair. And maybe you need to recommend a book to me. Well, maybe I could recommend to you the writings of Karl Barth, 12 volumes, millions of words, good bedtime reading, the greatest Christian thinker of the 20th century. And he was asked a question on a visit to America, how would you sum up all of your published writings? He asked that question in 1962, and he said these words, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so." The Bible says that while we were still in a mess, God looked at us and he said, "I love you and I send my son to die for you." He said that we are people that are worth dying for. He says this. He says that not that we loved him. God loves us even though we can't muster up the love for him. Not that we loved him, but that he loved us and he gave his only son, his precious only son, Jesus, his perfect son, Jesus, who didn't put a foot wrong, he allowed him to be killed on a cross and abused on a cross. And God and Jesus were separated. And why did he go through that? He went through that because he loves us. So today, don't say to me, how do I know? Don't say to me, I don't feel that God loves me. In history, God loved you. Don't say, I wish that God would come and do something, and then I will believe. God has already come. He's already done it. He's already given his life on the cross. He has declared undisputably his love for you. And he also calls us to turn away from these wrong things that are destroying our lives. He created us in love to live life to the full, and the things which are getting in the way and spoiling our lives, he asks us to turn away from these things. He asks us to trust him. He is the way, isn't he, Joan? He is the truth, isn't he, Marna? He is the life. He can be trusted. And this morning, they have put their hand in God's hand. And I ask you, trust in God with all of your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. He loves you. He died for you. He rose from the dead. Why? Because the Bible tells us so. And we prayed for Marna and Joan that God's Spirit would fill them. And as God's Spirit fills us, he whispers in our ear, you are my child. I love you. You are my child. I love you. And God wants to whisper in your ear today, you are mine. I love you. I love you. And you know, that love that I'm talking about makes all the difference. It's God's love. We can know it for sure by faith and what Jesus has done. And it transforms the rest of our life because God's love is better than life. People for 2,000 years have come to understand this good news and have said that this is such good news, that this love is so great that the rest of their life is going to be lived out of loving God back. The first thing that happens when we know that God loves us is we love him back. Yes, there is a place called hell. There's a place of judgment. But we do not simply respond to God to avoid punishment, because love has got nothing to do with punishment. Love, the perfect love of God, casts out all fear. Put your hand in God's hand today. He died for you. He took the punishment in your place. Punishment should not be your relationship with God. It should be love. And may his commitment, may his undying love for you hold you for the rest of your life. Be like Jesus, who when he heard the Father say, you are my son, I'm well pleased with your obedience. The rest of his life was lived to obey the Father. Marna and Joan getting baptized today wasn't just a warm feeling. It was a decision. Decide today to obey God because of his love for you. The Apostle Paul said these words, imitate God's love. Live your life selflessly because of what God has done for you. An offering pleasing to him. The Apostle Paul said, because of God's love, I am united with Jesus. It's as if my life doesn't matter anymore. All that matters is that I please him and I follow him. I am crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. This life I live by faith in the Son of God who gave himself for me, who loved me, and I give my life to him. Do you love God that much this morning? Are you prepared to receive his love and give it out to others. To love your neighbor. To love your neighbor. I can feel God's love coming upon people now. I can feel you tasting it and saying, this love is better than anything I've read about. This love is better than anything that's on offer because it's God's love. Songs express the longings of our hearts. Psalm 63 says, I thirst for you. I hunger for you as in a desert. Do you thirst this morning for a better way? Do you thirst this morning for a better approach to life? There is no better approach to life than taking God's hand. I thirst for you, and I have discovered that you are the answer to my hunger. You are the answer to my thirst. Your love is better than life. And when I die, I will live forever because he came back from the dead. So I leave you with this psalm, with this wonderful song. It's better than she loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's better than what's love got to do with it. And it's certainly better than it could have been love, but it's over now. It's your love is better than life. Or if you want another one, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Or if you're still not convinced, I'll give you the best, most popular song for many, many hundreds of years, and it's called Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. Taste and see that God is good. Taste and see that God loves you. Trust that he loves you and he died for you, and give the rest of your life as a response to that. We're going to sing together now. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.